Art, culture, and life. That makes sense.
Well, if you look at it, some animals may be able to coexist with each other, but if you look at their social structures, there are quite a few that don't even tolerate themselves, just kind of like we do. It's not just our species.
Like baboons.
Baboons. Wolves.
I don't know. I don't know how baboons get anything, dude.
Why?
You constantly effing what you tell it. Constantly, you know?
Oh, okay.
It constantly spawns it. I mean, like, you know, like, they're going to send me.
I don't know about that.
They're uppers. But I've seen it.
That like the whole dominance type thing. Some are pushed aside.
I would be disappointed if you caught some more military budget. You would have more sway when they were putting more money into foreign aid than into the military.
That's
now recent. Yeah, now we put in most of the money, and we get less. You get less. But a buck back.
We're investing in the war.
Right, they're not investing in that. You know, it's like it costs more to have to invest in it. It's in a big time.
Oh, you
can do that. It costs
money to
parts around. You got to pay for
the guarantee. Yeah.
Thank you. me, if you want to be sympathetic to the soldiers, you should see it, like, you should see what they're saying. So, you know how they fit. In one while, I'm going to say that you got too much science. That's too in the past. I'm saying a lot of these wars, if they would have with all that money, they could have just developed an ability. They could have took somewhere like Jordan and slapped a whole lot of money like they did Japan and Germany in World War II. You know, they want to shoot it out. They spent a lot of money in Japan and Germany. That's how you're going to win the war.
Go back to what you were saying before about like technology. Are you suggesting that foreign aggression was necessary in the past before we had so much science and technology? Now that we achieve those things, it's unnecessary for
right. aggression? For one thing, to take the weapons are so technical, we could destroy ourselves. And the second thing is like, you know, poverty be causing all these wars. If those people weren't hungry, they wouldn't even listen to their lives. And if Iraq has all that oil, why are they still poor? You know, it's something. They're getting screwed. These corporations are screwing these people, and then they're coming at the U.S. government to save them. Just like, you know, a lot of the safety standards that they have in the U.S. and that kind of goes overseas, they're not bound by them. It's still, everyone who had colonies still have a financial foothold in their former colonies. But the weapons are going to take care of it.